T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story in WBBM, an Antioch teenager accused of killing two men during a Kenosha protest a month ago will not be returned to Wisconsin anytime soon to face charges. WBBM's Brady Tafoya with the story.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse plans to fight being extradited to Wisconsin to face charges in the murders of 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum and 26-year-old Anthony Huber. He's also accused of wounding another man with his AR-15 semi-automatic weapon. Rittenhouse was arrested at his home in Antioch and is being held at the Lake County Juvenile Detention Center. His lawyer, John Pierce, told Judge Paul Novak there are issues of complexity in the Rittenhouse case, issues not seen in this country in some time. You may have seen the much-viewed video of the teen being chased by a group after allegedly gunning down Rosenbaum a month ago today in Kenosha. Then Rittenhouse is seen shooting Huber and another man who is holding a handgun. Pierce wants to go over the videos with Rittenhouse. He's seeking permission to be able to use a laptop in the detention center. The next court date, October 9th. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois has confirmed the highest one-day number of cases of COVID-19 to date. State health officials today reporting 2,514 new cases and 25 additional deaths, including 10 in Cook and DuPage counties. The state's seven-day positivity rate is now at 3.6%. Illinois Health Department says it is now reporting separately both confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases and deaths on its website. Leaders in Gary say they've decided to ghost Halloween this year, saying trick-or-treating during the pandemic is just too risky. WBBM's Jim Gutis live on the Newsline with the story.
Keith, Gary Mayor Jerome Prince says he's following advice from health experts.
This order is in accordance with the CDC's guidance, and traditional trick-or-treating, as they say, is a surefire way to help spread the virus.
But Prince says businesses and organizations can hold what are called trunk-or-treat events, in which children can go vehicle to vehicle to collect candy as long as the children and vehicles remain far enough apart. He also says private Halloween parties will be allowed as long as the hosts get permission from the city. Prince says any Halloween activities in Gary will have to meet specific guidelines from the city's health commissioner. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker is clarifying his administration's proposed constitutional amendments. He says his call for a graduated income tax saddles the middle ground between tax hike or massive budget cuts.
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said yesterday that people in Illinois could face a massive tax hike to cover the hole in the budget left by the economic fallout of COVID-19 if the graduated income tax amendment went down to defeat on the November ballot. Speaking today in Chicago, Governor Pritzker said the tax hike is one of three options. Another is draconian cuts. He said the graduated income tax amendment, called the fair tax, occupies the middle ground.
The third way, frankly, that we need to go, not the traditional routes.
If passed, income tax rates would be tied to income, from 4.75% for the lowest earners to 7.75% for those making above $250,000. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Northern Illinois University says current COVID-19 restrictions remain in place through the weekend. The university says on Monday it'll resume face-to-face classes and lift restrictions related to essential activities as outlined during a website posted on their website. During the two-week pause in face-to-face classes, the university says it was able to identify new cases and were immediately able to quarantine groups of students who were likely exposed. Weekend and even midday metro service may face cuts if more federal coronavirus relief does not arrive.
Metra's Executive Director Jim Drewinski says the rail service has received $480 million in federal COVID-19 relief aid, but with current ridership at just 10% compared with pre-coronavirus numbers, Metra is facing a more than $680 million shortfall. He says it needs at least $200 million more from Washington or service cuts may be needed.
What does midday service look like? What does evening service look like? What does weekend service look like? What does duplicity of service look like when you have a line next to another line? We don't like any of these scenarios. We're keeping them kind of tight to the vest with regard to, we don't want to be an alarmist to anybody, but the truth of the matter is, all across this country, these scenarios are starting to play out.
Metra Director Jim Drewinski is the guest on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear much more Sunday evening at 9:30. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.